This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including three railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development center, a 52.4 crore rupees 100-bed hospital and development projects for upgrading Dandabose airstrip at Rai Rangpur in her home district Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangri Posi to Goru Mahisani, Badam Pahar to Kendu Jhargad, and Budamara to Chakulia. The new rail lines are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth, and improve living standards in the region. The rail projects were recently approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is committed to improve connectivity across the country. In a social media post, he said that the approval of the Rithala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Yesterday, the cabinet approved the corridor under the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, which is scheduled to be completed in the next 4 years. Earlier, briefing media about the cabinet decisions, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said yesterday that rapid expansion of metro is essential for urban commuters as it is the convenient mode of travel. Lauding the cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is a big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible. He highlighted that while this step will benefit a large number of students, it will also create many new employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the event will facilitate the service of 1 lakh BAPS volunteers from across the globe. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today saluted the courage, valour, fortitude and sacrifice of Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day. In his message, Mr. Singh said the Armed Forces Flag Day is a day to remember the courage and contributions of Indian Armed Forces. Since 1949, 7 December is observed as the Armed Forces Flag Day to honour the martyrs and the men in uniform of the nation. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, along with Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar, took the oath as members of the State Legislative Assembly. Pro Tem Speaker Kalidas Kolambakar is overseeing the assembly proceedings and administering the oath of office and secrecy to the 288 newly elected MLAs. The oath-taking ceremony will be held over 2 days, today and tomorrow. The election for the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly is scheduled for 9 December. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary DIPAM and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said the electric vehicle industry in India will be a sector which is expected to generate about 4 crore jobs by 2030. The minister was addressing a workshop on management of fire accidents in electric vehicles at the National Fire Service College under the Union Ministry in Nagpur today. While underlining the importance of lithium-ion battery used in EVs, Mr. Gadkari further informed that as about 6% of the world's lithium reserves are found in Jammu and it will be used in 60 crore electric vehicles in the form of lithium-ion batteries, which will also lead to the reduction in the cost of lithium-ion batteries. In Syria, the government forces have lost control of Daraa city, widely regarded as the birthplace of Syria's 2011 civil uprising. According to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, rebel forces now control over 90% of the Daraa province, Daraa city, located roughly 100 kilometers from capital Damascus. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.